let's bring our guests in. Chip and Mary Ellen, the first thing I noticed here is that you've got a whole new change of name. It's not even just the Glastonbury Apple Fest.
We do. So 45 years old, and we've made the appropriate change by adding music to the title because Chip McCabe has been bringing us music for the last 6 years.
Chip.
That's a true story.
You're not denying that story.
No, I am not at all.
So what kind of music do you bring in?
So we try to be as eclectic as possible. Folk, blues, jazz, country, bluegrass, indie rock, indie folk. I'm a metalhead at heart. Unfortunately, there is no metal or punk at this festival usually, because that's a little too loud for this crowd.
You might turn them off.
We try to get as eclectic as possible, and it's all original music. There's no cover bands, and it's all regional acts. 90% of it from Connecticut. We do bring in some bands from Boston and Rhode Island and the rest of New England.
I notice you've got two stages going on, right? You have the welcome stage, and then you have the Harvest Pub stage.
Yeah, we actually changed it up this year. We normally had three stages leading up to this, and we took all of the bands from that third stage and stuck them in the pub because we figured what goes better than drinking and music, right? Even on a Saturday afternoon.
Right. And you have 350 volunteers.
We do. Tons.
Whoa.
Are you kidding? Oh, my goodness.
This is really a generational event. So I know my daughter's coming home from Nashville for her high school reunion that they scheduled around this.
Oh, is that right?
There actually is a wedding going on at the Boathouse on Sunday. So people love this event so much. We see three and four generations.
People are planning their lives or just around this event so they don't miss anything.
Absolutely. And we do that from the chamber, too. For the last 2 months, our life evolves around the Apple Harvest Festival.
As it should. It's a huge event, and it's grown and grown in each and every year. You know, you talk about the stages, condensing it down to two, and all of these acts playing original music, but you're adding something else as well, and that's a road race.
Actually, it's the Angry Orchard 5K, and it's actually, I think it's 17 years old this year.
17?
So it's not new.
See, I would go on days when they didn't have that. It's a Sunday, right?
It's a Sunday morning, so it's early before the festival opens, so if you're not a runner, you miss it. That's by design. But we'd love to have spectators. We have 1,000 runners. It's just a great event.
You have 1,000 runners?
We do. We do. People love it.
Oh, my God. I got to go to this one.
What's better than running on a flat course early on a Sunday fall morning? Perfect.
And you're going to have great weather for that this weekend. Let's go back to the origins of this 45 years ago. And the title, it was just Glastonbury Apple Fest. Talk to me about what did it entail back in those days?
So it began with the Glastonbury Federated Women's Club, and they used to hand-bake all the pies.
Oh.
So it started very small. It was at the Broad Street, at the Green, and it was also on Main Street and Hebron Avenue area, very small, like you said.
Yeah.
But over the years, we've changed it. We brought it. We have a huge amusement midway.
I know you do. And you have a huge craft section as well.
Right. So they're two separate sections. The craft section of the festival closes at 5 p.m. or dusk. So Friday evening, the crafters are not open because the hours run from 6 to 10.
Okay.
Saturday, the hours are 10 to 10. Crafters are open from 10 till dusk, so about 5:30.
Gotcha.
And then on Sunday, we're open 12 to 5. So the crafters are open the full time.
All day.
So we don't want any people coming disappointed not to get to see the crafters. So if you remember, if it's dark, there's no crafters.
And these food trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of food trucks in a variety of different foods.
Oh.
Look at Brad. I've never seen him like this.
He's shaking.
He is shaking.
Well, I can't believe apple pie.
Apple pie.
That is his favorite, actually.
Oh. My grandmother used to make it all the time on the farm. Oh, my God.
Apple pie, apple fritters, fresh apples, hot apple cider.
I mean, it's called the Apple Fest, Brad, for a reason.
I know, but apple pie, God.
That is Brad's favorite.
Those are those wonderful memories. You'll have to come and have a wonderful fresh slice with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but they're still going back to the origins. They're still, even in this modern day with carnivals and the craft fairs, there's still the apples.
Right. Well, and the other thing is, it's a quintessential New England fall festival.
Yeah.
It's the last festival of the year. You know, we've had all the fairs, the Hebron.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's the last one of the year in the state.
Yeah, it's the last major outdoor festival in Connecticut.
No kidding. See, that I did not know.
And we save the best for last.
Yeah, I guess you do. Right, right.
And
right.
You got 150 food trucks.
Well, we've got 25 food trucks.
Yeah, 150 would be crazy.
150 yeah. Vendors.
Oh, crafters. Vendors. Well, yes. they'll all be peddling that.
Yes.
That's for sure.
You know,
yes.
And one thing with all the food trucks, you sit there and go, oh, I'm going to have that. Oh, wait a minute. I want that. No, this one's even. Where do I even start? So you have to be there all day.
Yeah, you do. And there's some recognizable names there, too. Bear's Smokehouse is there this year.
Oh, yeah.
Siam in Glastonbury, which is a great Thai restaurant, is always there every year. I mean, Giovanni's Pizza. So you have your options of food vendors. The Way Station.
You're killing me.
Nora Cupcakes. It's, yeah, some of the best in the state.
Chip, that's exactly my point. I mean, everyone you just mentioned, I want to eat at, but of course.
Show up hungry.
Yeah. Well, actually, the key there is to stay all day so that you can really have lunch and dinner.
Yep.
There,
yes.
You know.
Oh, this is fabulous.
And let's not forget the treats in between, like you were saying, the apple fritters and the.
Well, and don't forget the hard cider and beer.
Oh, my goodness.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
It's Oktoberfest, right?
I don't even know where to begin.
Come and join us.
So, all right, so it's in Glastonbury. Where's the parking? I know parking, is it usually an issue, or is there plenty of parking available?
No, it's not an issue because there is shuttle bus.
Oh.
So Glastonbury High School, free shuttle buses all day long, and you won't have any trouble whatsoever. The buses are continuously running.
You've done
it. How do you put something together like this? I was just looking at some of these. You know, how many people?
It's very time consuming.
Well, you really must start on the heels of the present year.
January.
Yeah, okay.
January we start. We work through the entire year. Honestly, we have a team of about 40 people that work on this year round. And we do it online. We have two meetings prior to the event, and it's all done on a project management program, so everybody knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And we have an amazing team of committed people. We have about 20 leaders on this team that spend 40 hours on site over the 3 days.
Wow.
So
incredible organization.
Well, it's incredible volunteers, really.
Yeah.
And then we have 350 volunteers throughout the weekend. Without them, this just would not happen. And without our sponsors, it wouldn't happen. Pratt & Whitney is actually the presenting sponsor of the entire event. So
nice.
We're very, very grateful for their support.
You know, when you think of everything that you're telling us and the radio audience listening to these fabulous, fabulous things that you're going to be doing, and it's right here in our backyard, the 45th annual Apple Harvest Festival. I can taste it right now.
So, all right. So, how much does it cost to get in? And what is?
It's a cheap date, so it's only $5 to get in per day, $20 per family. So you could see, I like to tell people, you could spend $15 over the course of the weekend and see 28 bands. You're not going to get anything better than that. Because our stages don't overlap. I'd like to point that out. So you can literally see all 28 musical acts. Because the stages flip-flop back and forth.
I'm reading some of these bands here. Actually, there are a lot of, like Canyon.
Yep.
And there's a lot of solo artists as well.
So, yeah, we do a bunch of singer-songwriters, especially during the day. A little more folky type of stuff. And then we get into the full bands later in the evening. We also get a little more raucous on Friday and Saturday night with our musical choices. But, yeah, there's a lot of great local talent that's playing this event from all over the state. So we really like to shine a light on the music scene in our backyard.
I would imagine you sit there at the conclusion and say, okay, we just outdid ourselves from the last year or the last few years. How do we even, what's the next step forward that we take?
Yeah, we're constantly thinking about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do we continue to grow the event without losing that sort of down-home New England-ness? You know, we like to call it a local festival on steroids is basically what it is.
Yeah.
And we want to continue to, you know, capture, encapsulate that sort of New England fall vibe, but yet still give something unique to people as they come in the door.
And you're able to do that I mean, you just in attending this just last year, you are able to keep that old-fashioned, that tradition Apple Fest portion of it, and then modernize it with the bands and the carnival and the crafters and the craft beers.
Yeah. You know, and another thing, too, when you just think of this, as you're listening to the radio right now, as you're thinking of it, but 45th Apple Festival in Glastonbury, Connecticut. I mean, you can't get any better. You just can't. With the number of bands you got, 23,000 were there last year.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, my God.
And are you anticipating breaking those records this year?
Oh, you'll break them this year.
We sure hope so. It's going to be a fabulous weekend.
Yeah, and that, I was going to say, weather has everything to do with any kind of fair.
Everything. It's the same work goes into it, the same heart, the same effort, weather... Weather dependent.
What is your favorite part of the fair?
Oh boy!
I bet you.
I guess when it's
good.
Over.
No! Don't say
no,
that.
No, you know what?
It's a lot of work. I know.
I love the festival. I love the people that we work with all year long. But honestly, the gratification when it's done. That we very few people have accomplished such a wonderful thing, and I thank you for. Acknowledging that we have been able to keep it hometown feel.
Yeah, no,
because that's so important, and I'm so grateful that you feel that, because we don't, I mean, we do have a big carnival, and it's big, but it still has that sense of family and community there. You feel it.
You know what else I noticed, Mary Ellen, is that it's has a stamp of Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Yeah.
When I am there, and I like I said, I mean, there might have been a few years that I missed, but I pretty much attend this almost every year. And you can see the high school students with their Glastonbury jackets. You see the civic organizations.
Yep.
You know, they all come out, and the political organizations that come out, and they're all representing, you know, Glastonbury. So for as much as you say that you've got this humongous draw, and you're looking to break attendance records each and every year getting bigger and better, let's not make no mistake about it, it still has a hometown feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we are adding a community stage this year. So in place of that third musical stage, there's now a community stage. That's where the Glastonbury High School Choir will perform, Glastonbury Dance Center, Mulcahy Academy of Irish Dance. So we have all these community groups coming in and performing as well that continue to add to that.
That's so entertainment.
Yes.
Is a huge aspect of this year. Chip, I could ask you the same question. I think I may know the answer to your favorite part of the...
Honestly, my favorite part is getting to visit with my chamber family for the entire weekend, because I used to work with these guys officially, and now I'm on a volunteer basis. But, you know, I get to spend an entire weekend with my second family, and it's just, it's my favorite weekend of the year.
I cannot believe the 18th, 19th, it's the 20th.
This weekend. This upcoming weekend.
Wow! I know. I just wasn't planning on this, but by God, I am now.
We'll be looking for you, Brian.
You had them at apple pie.
Yes,
you had
them.
All right, so I just want to go over the details really quickly before we wrap things up here. So it's happening this Friday, this Saturday, this Sunday, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. The hours for this Friday, 6 to 10 p.m. For Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And for Sunday, it's 12 noon to 5 p.m. Lots of bands. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the special appearances on Saturday, you have Glastonbury Dance Center, right?
Yep.
And Mulcahy Academy of Irish Dance?
Yes.
And then on Sunday, you have New Steps Dance and Fitness Center. Oh, and the Glastonbury High School Choir. Oh, and by the way, the road race, that's on Sunday.
It is. Sunday morning.
People have to already, are they already registered?
You can register online now.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
It's not too late.
And no, it's not too late to register that morning.
Look at that.
Boy, I'll tell you. You guys, whoa.
And it's much more than apples. They still have the apple, Brad. I don't want to scare you. The apple fritters, the apple pie, the actual apples you can just buy.
Absolutely.
You know, but there's so much more. It's the crafts, the carnival. The carnival, that's what an attraction for the kids, too, huh?
Well, and there are thrill rides for the bigger kids, and there are kiddie rides for the little ones.
Oh, you got everybody covered.
Yeah, Yeah, and you don't see that at all.
And 350 volunteers.
We do.
Whoa.
I know. And we have a lot of high school students.
Where am I going?
Many high school students help us. We have the CERT team from East Hartford is going to be a huge help to us. And even Eastern Connecticut State University sends a team.
Doing what?
Volunteers.
Look at this.
So we're supported throughout the region by the community. It's amazing.
It's only $5 to get in, or a full family of however many, for $20.
Right. Yep.
And you have a shuttle. So if you go to Glastonbury High School, you have a free shuttle that will take you to and from.
Correct.
You know, and can you, are there areas right around that area, though, without using a shuttle that you can park at?
Well, we want to respect our businesses,
sure,
and keep the lots open. People tend to go to Whole Foods because it's accessible, but that's not right to Whole Foods.
No.
We want their customers to be able to.
Although.
But you can go there afterwards.
I was right. See, you know what I was thinking of.
Perfect.
You come right out of the Apple Fest. You put your bundle of apples or whatever else, you trinkets that you bought at the craft fair, put it in your car, it's right there, and then patronize some of these local businesses, including Whole Foods.
Well, move your car to Whole Foods and patronize them.
Okay.
Don't spend the day there in your car.
Well, no, because then you're taking up a valuable parking spot.
Right. So there might be some street parking, but it's really your best bet is just to go to the Glastonbury High School and take the shuttle.
I want to go right now.
Oh, no, right now.
It's an empty field right now. Give us a couple days.
No, I know what he wants. He wants his apple pie right now. That's it. That's, I'm
boy,
on, I'm
this
on
is
to
fabulous,
him.
Though, isn't it?
I know.
Oh,
I'll be there. It's just a matter of which day. I think it's going to be Sunday.
I'm going
go.
Too.
Yeah, well,
I'm
we want you too. Both there.
Yeah.
And everybody else who's listening, come on.
Done.
Down.
That's a no-brainer. That's
a no-brainer. You'll have a, you kidding me? You'll have a mob.
45th annual Apple Harvest and Music Festival. Are you? By the way, really quick before we wrap up, are you going to go forward with that new name?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because this is the first year that you're...
It's the first year we changed a name, but the music has been there for the last six.
Nice.
So it was long overdue to rename it to reflect what it truly is. It's one of the largest music festivals in the state.
That is also correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's maybe two or three other festivals who have more artists than we do, but we're one of the three or four biggest music festivals, if you're counting all original music, anywhere in Connecticut.
Isn't that fabulous?
It is fabulous.
Oh, my God.
You know, because a lot of these small independent, you know, smaller bands, you know, maybe mm-hmm. some well-known, some not so well-known, this is a great way to get exposure, too.
Oh, tremendous.
Absolutely. All and right. I would state for the record that we pay our artists. Nobody plays for free.
Real? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Or and they don't have to pay you. You're paying them?
Yeah, no, we don't do pay to play. No, we pay our artists. We want them. They're working for us by entertaining the crowd. They're going to get paid.
Wow, that's
boy,
a thing
this
to
is
hear
really,
every day.
This is...
All righty.
I'll be thinking about this for God until next year.
Well, you have to attend this year.
I know.
Friend.
I'm going
to.
Don't you worry.
And really quickly, before we do wrap up, these bands that you brought in, they're all local, right? You're not bringing them in from out of state?
So this year we have two from the Boston area and one from Providence,
okay.
And the other 25 are all from Connecticut.
Gee, I'm looking at these names, and I mean, there's a couple here that I do recognize. So, and you got them all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is something you're not going to want to miss. You're located off of, this is going to occur on what street?
It's at the community center, behind the community center, 300 Wells Street in Glastonbury.
All right, so if you're on Main Street, you're not going to miss this.
There will be directional signs, and just follow the cars.
Words of wisdom to live by. Very good. Thank you so much, Chip McCabe, Mary Ellen Dombrowski from the Glastonbury Apple Harvest and Music Festival.